Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Hank, thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, and we got some really good stuff lined up for you. Straight ahead, our good buddy Bill Brandt is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's here many times during the year to talk to us about, largely we talk about international business management, the overall health of the economy, a lot of macro issues that you and I need to know about, pay attention in our business, but occasionally the topic of politics arises. And as we've said many times before, Bill is a Democrat and operates in that world and is a player in the Democrat Party, and he's has been very close to the Clintons over the years. But today, this week, he is attending the Democrat National Convention, and he has agreed. We're very grateful to him and his agreement to join us and give us a report. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. As always, I'm your on-site reporter. Usually it's from nightclubs, but today you've got me from a decent location.
I know it. Usually it's when you're waking up from being a lounge lizard. But it is.
But I thank you for throwing my bail so often. It doesn't appear you'll have to do that here, although you never know.
But he's in Denver, as you know. Now, yesterday, there were a lot of speakers. We had Nancy Pelosi speaking, which nobody got to hear.
She's your favorite, as I recall.
Well, exactly. And then we had Ted Kennedy, I got to tell you, it's hard to imagine anybody who's more politically polar opposite. For me, on many levels, for a lot of different reasons. But I have to say that, you know, I admire anybody that believes in what they believe in as strongly as he does, is willing to fight for it, and serves the country as he has served. I got to tell you, as much as I disagree with him on many things, I have admired his career, and I was very happy that America got to see somebody with his tenure and his dedication to his country, regardless of the issues. I was glad that he got to have that moment.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I think maybe, just maybe, Jim, what you're saying is, even apart from the partisan issues which divide it, every so often there are certain elements of humanity which unite us. And last night, I think, like him or lump him, and I know there's a wide spectrum in the nation with respect to Ted Kennedy, he is an American icon. Some people love to hate him, some people just love him, but the fact that he was back on the stage, it was a recommitment to continuity and to where we are in America. It was good to see. He was great to see. His promise to be there in January back on the Senate floor was a lot of fun to hear.
Well, you can't have a pendulum. Our world swings like a pendulum. And on many different levels, and you got to have both sides of the swing. And I don't, as much as the main things that I disagree with Ted Kennedy on, is healthcare issues. I mean, his idea of universal healthcare is not my idea. But the point is, though, it's I can see where there are some issues that would be good. I would have liked it if he had not been around to vote against them, but I gotta give the man his due, and I hope he lives a long time. But I tell you what, he looked pretty darn healthy. I mean, he looked pretty strong last night, didn't he?
He did. He looked good. You know, he sounded a little frailer than we're used to him, but it was funny as the evening wore on.
He got into it, though.
Yeah, he got into it. And I love to see that. The most poignant scene for me was his wife, Vicky, who's a wonderful lady.
Right.
She brought him out to the podium. She escorted him, gave him the peck on the cheek, and then retreated to a chair next to Carolyn Kennedy.
Yeah.
But she was so concerned that Ted was going to make it through that I couldn't, from my vantage point, literally, I was on the floor with the Illinois delegation, which is right front and center down in front. I had a very clear shot of Vicky. And as he spoke, she was mouthing every word. Obviously, she you know, very quietly, she wanted to make sure, as you know, I mean, given what he's been through, that he didn't miss a beat, he didn't miss a word. She was terrified, I think, for him.
She was part of his energy, and I'll tell you what, he did a great job.
He did, and you know, you could just see the anguish in her to make sure that he got through this. She obviously. Rehabilitation from any kind of surgery, but brain surgery is never easy. And
yeah.
It was just a thing of beauty to watch this lady.
Well, who would have thought 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whether he'd even be around? And here he is knocking this thing out. And if you love politics, regardless of your you know, which way you lean, you had to love his speech, and I did. I mean, I've called him the arch enemy of small business, and I still believe that. But still, I appreciated his speech. I enjoyed it very much, and I'm glad he got to do it. And we got more to talk about, folks, with our good friend Bill Brandt. He was on the floor at the Democrat National Convention this week. He is, and we're going to talk about more of this right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We have no barriers to entry there. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. And it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, I promise. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Bill Brandt is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a great friend of ours. He ran as a delegate. If I understand this, Bill, you ran as a delegate in Illinois, a voting delegate in Illinois, for Hillary, right?
And, you know, Jim, the only reason I do your show is you're the only place I can get a Del Shannon fix at this time of the morning.
That's exactly right. You know,
I mean,
it doesn't get any better than Del Shannon. You are exactly right.
And of course, now there's most of your listeners are going Del who?
Del who? No, we got some folks who appreciate classics. There's plenty of them out there. But you're right. That's one of his best ones. But No, he had several of those. Back to the politics, though. You're not a voting delegate because you were a
Hillary. I got killed in the election. I ran as a Hillary candidate.
From Illinois,
in one of the Illinois congressional districts, to say it was a tough race in Illinois as a Hillary delegate would be an understatement. but because of my political involvement and my work for the governor of Illinois and for Hillary, win, lose, or draw, I knew I'd have a key role here, and so I was summoned.
So the Kerry delegate in Conway in Crawford, Texas, could appreciate what you were feeling.
I think he won. There's a Democratic. Chet Edwards represents Crawford, Texas. I believe he did fine there. But yes, in Illinois, as it came towards the end with just Hillary and Barack basically on the ballot, I could see what was coming. So,
right.
I've been thrown out of better places faster, too, as you know.
Yeah, you and Sylvester Q. Pussycat. Okay, so let's talk about. I want to talk about Michelle Brown. Obama's speech last night. What did you think about it?
I think the whole purpose of the speech was to humanize her for the American population and make her be seen as a mother, wife, and supportive spouse first, just like every other mother, supportive spouse, and wife in America, rather than the caricatures that have been attempted, you know, from the even in.
Well, she started out. She got herself into a bind right off the bat. She started out with a rocky start. She said some things that troubled some people, and frankly troubled me. And as you say last night, her job was to make her come off more as what I think she probably really is, a mother, a wife, and an American. The only thing that bothered me about the speech, and I'm a pretty critical observer of these things, as you know.
I can't imagine something
bothered
you. No. Go ahead.
No, I'm giving her due. She did a great job. She looked great.
She did look great.
I think she accomplished her fundamental goal. And but my concern about her speech was that it was very heavy on victimization. There was a lot of victimhood in there. There was a lot of things about people, you know, struggling and we're fighting for the struggle, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I want to hear people talk about the future, not the past. And I heard a lot about the past in her speech. And I don't think the people that she's trying to reach are served by talking about the past.
So let me take the opposite task just for a second in three quick points. One, I think with respect to what she said earlier, and I know some people took real or perceived umbrage at it, it just lets you know that if you're not accustomed to the national stage and the glare of the media that comes with it, you are in for a rude awakening when you express yourself even in mild thought without thinking and having some guidance. Two, This election will be a replay of James Carville's famous phrase, it's the economy, stupid. Mm-hmm. So when you think about how to set up the presentation at the Democratic Convention, Jim, she comes out and she does recite the yields. And in many ways, you can encapsulate all of that victimhood, as you call it, into Carville's phrase, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And the reason she's doing that is she's setting the table up for Wednesday and Thursday night, when both Biden and Obama take the stage and say, you've heard, you know, we've all heard a litany of the problems. Let me tell you what we've got in mind for the future. It's never the candidate's wife chore to tell us where she's going to take us.
Right. No, I understand.
It's the candidate's wife's chore to create empathy.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. I didn't expect her to give us the economic plan, but it did. That was one thing. That was the only critical thing I had about her speech. But I want to move on and talk some other things. First, I want to talk about tonight. Now, Hillary Clinton is going to speak tonight.
She is.
And Bill Clinton is going to speak tomorrow night. When in the history, in the annals of politics in the United States, has anything like this ever happened?
Well, never. And when was the last time that a first lady ran for president?
My guess
is it'll be more common. More importantly to me, and just as a quick side note, Tammy Duckworth, and you remember her, the lady whose campaign I chaired, who lost her legs in Iraq.
Right.
She is speaking on the national stage just ahead of Bill Clinton on Wednesday night, and that's also one of the reasons I'm here. I'm coordinating efforts on her speech to the nation.
By the way, folks, if you're not listening, if you're not hearing some of this, the point, one of the things that you should be noticing is Bill's very, as I said, he's a Democratic operative. He's out there helping with the campaign, helping with the convention at the request of the party and the governor of Illinois. Bill, what's Hillary going to do tonight? Quickly.
I think Hillary is going to show substantial support for Obama. I'm not just giving you the stick. I think she's going to come out strong and dispel any doubts.
Is she going to pull it off?
Are you kidding me? She's Hillary Clinton.
Stand by. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm going to ask Bill about what President Clinton's going to say and the vice presidential pick, Joe Biden. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They ask me how I knew.
Del Shannon and the Platters, all in one segment. Welcome back. It's 7 till. That's the lifting voice of Mr. Tony Williams is the singer there, lead singer for the Platters. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And a lot of people don't know that, but that was Bill Brandt playing harp in the background there.
Yeah, are you not paying your royalties to the more current artists? Is that what's going on?
I'm giving them airtime and telling people who they are, Bill. That's what I'm doing.
Well, that's certainly a creative way of describing your problems.
We're selling lots of albums for them. I can tell you that right now. Hey, Bill, by the way, folks, Bill Brand is with us. Bill, give us your website, please.
It's www.dsi is the initials, davidsamindiana.biz, B-I-Z.
I encourage you to go there because there's some outstanding articles that Bill and his folks have written that I think will help you, especially from a management standpoint. But right now we're talking to Bill about politics because he's an operative. He's a major player there at the Democratic Convention. And, Bill, Hillary she's got a big job to do, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think the public thinks she has a big job to do. I think for Hillary it's pretty easy. I think tomorrow night the president has a bigger job to do.
Really?
Yeah, I think Hillary,
is he going to work and play well with others tomorrow night?
I think he is going to certainly come across as working and playing well with others.
Is he going to give the audience a wink, wink, and a nudge, nudge? You think?
No, we're beyond that. I mean, you know, Bill understands that you got to get with the program, and I think he has backed every Democratic presidential candidate for years. I see no reason why he won't.
I don't. But there are people who are. I mean, these people are rabid. They're out of control about their indignation about Hillary not being the nominee or at least being considered for VP. I mean, there are people who are they would vote for Stalin before they'd vote for Obama. And these are Democrats.
I've heard that. Yes, I suspect there are a few who haven't quite.
Are they there in the hall, and are they going to cause trouble this week?
They are there in the hall. Many of them. Many more outside. We are hoping that they will. I mean, listen. You and I discussed this on the break, and the fact of the matter is, this is America, and what our parents teach us from the first day is, don't be a sore loser. And you can make a number of excuses and the rationales for why your candidate lost.
Right.
But you still need to accept the fact and move on.
Well, and you have, because you're a Clinton supporter. You've done that. So, all right, let's move on.
I'm a strong Clinton supporter, and I look back on a campaign that I just think was we just never put a foot right. I mean, I understand why we lost.
I'll tell you what part of it was. I think that Obama ran to the left until he got through the primary, and then if let me put it this way, if he had said the things in April and March that he said about his policies in July and August, he would not be the vice president. He would not be the presidential nominee right now. Hillary would be.
That may well be, but on a very fundamental level, Jimmy, I put it down to organization. We were just flat out organized at most every level.
I believe you. You've said that on the show before. Let me move over and talk about Joe Biden. Not too many people. I mean, Joe Biden is a known quantity.
He is.
What did you think about that choice?
Well, I was petrified that the Joe was going to give that 50,000-word acceptance speech I thought he might want to give, but I'm glad he didn't. So, at that point, Joe's a trooper. He knows what he's doing. He knows what's going on. He will not be thrown off game. He's been in this limelight for a long time.
But is he helping to bring in the independent? Is he going to bring in the independents? I mean, this guy is on the ticket. You're going to have the 1 and 3 top liberals in the Senate. On the ticket, number 1 and number 3, the independents are they gonna move?
I agree with most of the pundits, Jim. Biden was a very safe choice. If Barack was 15 points up or 15 points down, he would have to do something innovative or throw the Hail Mary pass or whatever.
Yeah.
When you are effectively tied in the polls, the first rule and the absolute rule is do no harm. And so I think Joe Biden is the essence of do no harm. He does fill the resume gap, and that's a big.
But he doesn't add any sizzle to the steak.
Well, Joe thinks he does. That's for sure.
I know. Well, I like Joe Biden. I disagree with a lot of things he says, but I like Joe.
He's going to be the most memorable vice president. He's going to probably work to try and get there. But I don't think he's the most memorable vice presidential candidate we've ever seen in living memory. But he's adequate. He's a journeyman. He knows the deal.
How much of a bounce is the Obama ticket going to get coming out of this convention?
I don't know. You know, when you ask me about Biden and Obama, I will be the first one to agree with you that this election is seemingly coming down to a referendum on Obama.
Yep.
And that's why I think that Biden is adequate for the purposes, Jim. But when you talk about the bounce, it really depends on how well Barack performs at Invesco Field and some of these other things. He's got to get a good bounce. But if you ask me, history would indicate a 6 to 8 point bounce is about reasonable.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good
Thank
job
you,
in the, at the convention there. And we'll be watching for you. Wave at us when the cameras.
Well, just after I put your name in nomination.
There you go. Yeah, that'll fly real big. Thanks, Bill. See you later. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.